Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Mark Cerise, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio in for Johnny Marks alongside Ike Reese and Trey Thomas. It is a trade day here on WIP this Tuesday afternoon. Coming up, we'll get back to the Philly stuff with the attendance last night. The greatest comedians of all time. A lot to talk about here. But I got to touch on this. So last night, the NFL, the list came out. The top 10 players in the NFL. These were voted on by the players. Carson Wentz, we knew, was going to be in the top 10. But guys, I got to say, I think Carson Wentz is ranked too high on this list. Carson Wentz is top 10 player in the league right now, according to the players. He's not just that. He's ranked the number three player in the entire NFL right now. The only two players ahead of Carson Wentz on this list, Tom Brady, number one, Antonio Brown, number two, then came Carson Wentz. It's too high.
What's the problem?
Too high.
Huh?
He's behind Drew Brees. He's ahead of Drew Brees, and he's ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he should be ahead of Aaron Rodgers. Let me just get that one out of the
way. Because of the last year?
Yep.
Right now, who's the best player? Rodgers or Wentz?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But he only played nine games last year, or eight games.
Right, because he got hurt October-ish?
Yeah.
Late October?
Yeah.
And he's had injuries.
And then he came back early.
He did. I forgot that.
He played the one game, and then they got eliminated.
Oh, yeah. He played in Carolina, and they were like, shut it back down.
Yeah.
Had a breeze? Drew Brees had a 72% completion percentage. Carson Wentz had a 60% completion percentage.
I know it.
He threw for less yards last year because they ran the ball more and they won a ton of games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about a guy that's going to break probably this year.
He threw for more yards than Wentz because he played in 16 games.
He threw less yards than we were used to him throwing for because he didn't hit 5,000 last year.
Yeah.
I can't put him above Brees or Rodgers yet. Right now, I would say Carson Wentz is the fourth best quarterback in the league. I would go Brady, Rodgers, Brees. Then I'd start thinking about Wentz and Russell Wilson right there for 4 or 5.
Yeah.
That's how I'd rank the quarterback.
That's a nice toss-up.
Yeah.
And while I would have my order different, I think those five guys are your top five quarterbacks.
I don't know. Who else would be in the conversation?
Brady is one. You could fight for Ben.
Yeah.
You could fight. I mean, somebody can make an argument for Ben.
For Big Ben.
Yeah. You know. But Brady, Rodgers, Breeze, Wilson, Wentz, to me, that's your top five. Mm-hmm. Now, I have Wentz off of last year at three. Well, at two.
So Brady, Wentz.
Yeah, Brady, Wentz.
So you would have him at the third best player in the NFL. You think the list is accurate? Brady, one, Antonio Brown, two, Carson Wentz, three.
Yeah, I actually think they hit it right on the head.
What do you think, Trey?
With the exception of having Julio as the fourth best player.
You see, what are these players watching? Because last year he didn't have a great year.
He didn't score a bunch of touchdowns.
He did have a good year.
He had a bunch of catches and yards.
So maybe they're not playing fantasy, so they're upset about it.
So they look at it that way. And because he's been so consistently good, they look at it like, well, you know, it's still Julio Jones.
Right.
So just like Aaron Rodgers being the 10th best player, even though he only played nine games.
It is, in a way, it's high praise.
Yeah.
Because he only played half the year. He's still So here was the top 10. Brady, Antonio Brown, Wentz, Julio Jones, Le'Veon Bell, Gurley. I think Todd Gurley's a little high. Todd Gurley's a great player, but Aaron Donald's behind him. Breeze is behind him. Von Miller, Rodgers. Those are your top 10 players in the NFL right now, according to the players.
Again, if I look at last year, right, because that's what they're going off of.
Last year.
They're not going off careers. Yeah. They're going off last year.
Todd Gurley balled.
I'm just ready to say Todd Gurley was right there, in my opinion, with Wentz and Breeze as the leading MVP candidates.
Yeah.
Not Breeze. Did I say Breeze?
You said Breeze.
Brady,
Wentz. Gurley, and Wentz were your top three MVP candidates.
That might have been the way
year.
The voting went. I don't remember off the top of my head.
And
Brady won, obviously.
Because Gurley was getting all the praise for the Rams' success, not Jared Goff. Not the other guys. It was Todd Gurley. And we know what Tom Brady did. And the Eagles were the biggest story, even bigger than the Rams, in my opinion. And it was because of Carson Wentz and the way that he played. You can't go from 2016 with the roster he had around him and what he was able to do and not just, he didn't fall apart as a quarterback. He didn't pick up a bunch of bad habits. He wasn't pointing the finger at other guys. This was the same positive guy every time he stepped on the field in 2016 as a rookie to doing what he did last year. Man, he had the Eagles looking like the best team in the NFL last year.
They were. When he went down, they were. Yeah.
And that's what he had them looking like. They were the highest scoring team in the league. Mm-hmm. He was leading in touchdowns by far. He still only finished one out of the lead with three less games. And he only threw seven interceptions. Like, when you talk about from start to finish, dominant player last year.
Carson's great.
It was Carson Wentz.
He had an incredible season.
And he deserved the MVP.
If he played the full year, I think he would have won.
Yeah, he would have won it if he wouldn't.
I thought he did enough to win it in 13 games.
But the third best player in the league already?
Yeah, after last year.
Trey, you on board with that?
Yeah, coming off of last year, it was solid, man.
It was more than solid.
It was solid. He went down, though, Wanted him to be a little higher.
Right.
I think it's too high.
Antonio Brown is ridiculous as a wide receiver. Yeah. Just ridiculous.
I mean, he's put up numbers really we haven't seen.
Ever. Yeah. And Tom Brady is Tom Brady. He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Does Carson get knocked down a peg because of what happened with Nick when he left?
I think some people do try to knock him down a peg.
And I don't think it should knock him down as a player, but I do look at his season a little bit differently. I'm not saying, look, I don't want this to be misconstrued as, Joe Giglio thinks Carson Wentz is a system quarterback, but I do think.
Oh, you do.
No, I don't. I don't want that because that's not the truth. He is a great player.
Oh, we know it's not the truth, but you're kind of.
Well, I want to make sure I'm clear on this.
Yeah.
I do think it knocked him down a peg watching what Nick did with the same players. Because we looked at him as an MVP dragging players to 12-2 or whatever they were when he came out.
Not bums. He wasn't dragging bums.
But I think the perception of the Eagles changed when he went out. Like, this roster really is good.
Sure.
It's not just Carson.
I agree.
MVP usually is like, he's elevating this team to such heights. But a backup quarterback came in. I know Nick's not your standard backup, but a backup quarterback came in and took him to very great heights as well.
Well, it took three games.
It did. He didn't do it right away.
It took a little while.
He played well in that Giants game, and then he went back.
He did, yeah.
I just can't look at Carson as the third best player in the league yet when another quarterback on the same team won the Super Bowl with the same team. It clouds my judgment of Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the biggest Carson guy from the moment he was drafted until the end of last year, and then I started thinking, maybe he's not as great as we think he is yet.
Let me ask you this. Here's why you got to dive a little deeper into it, right? And I know you're a football guy. You watched Carson Wentz play.
It's great.
You watched him play.
And he makes plays Nick couldn't make.
Exactly. Yeah. So forget about those numbers. You know and I know. They're not in the same class.
No, they're not even close.
I just mean with Nick operating the offense to efficiency the way he did, which led to a Super Bowl win. Nick did it with a clean pocket.
Yep.
Nick did it while never being under duress. Right? I don't even know if he trailed other than that 7-0 game against Minnesota, 7-0.
Before Patrick Robinson took the interception
back. And then the game exploded.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's more play calling.
Sure.
That's more play calling. That's defense smothering the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
Right? You get to the Super Bowl, there were some offenses that put up some pretty good numbers against that Patriots defense at points in time throughout the season.
Yeah, they were not great.
So I give Nick Foles his credit for winning the Super Bowl because he was fantastic. And he was fantastic. You watch that Super Bowl, and we will next week.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The rewatch, the WIP rewatch Monday night.
He was rarely touched. Played with a clean pocket all night, especially on most of his big throws.
Yeah.
Clean pocket.
The offensive line did a really good job.
Clean pocket.
Yeah.
All of them. Vitae, all of them.
Yeah. Clean pocket. And not to mention the running game that goes along with him. Mm-hmm. So when I watch when number 11 plays, it's something special.
He is special.
It's a different brand of football when I watch 11 play.
And I think he's going to be special as years go on. I'm just wondering if he's as special. He was as special as we thought last year. Same team won without him.
He wasn't as special as we thought? Oh, yeah, he was.
I don't know. Same team won without him.
He was sharp, man. He was sharp. Now, sometimes he did. He's an athletic quarterback.
Yeah.
Holds on to the ball a little too long sometimes. But, and you're going to see that out of athletic quarterbacks, guys that can escape.
Let me see. Let me get Drew Brees in here. I love Drew Brees. Love him.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Love Drew Brees as a quarterback. Love him as a quarterback. Really, I think has really jumped into an argument to be, he's certainly in the top 10 of all time. Mm. He's making the case being that top 5.
He might end his career with most touchdowns, most yards ever.
Exactly.
He probably will.
Only thing that'll keep him from being in top 3 is the amount of Super Bowls that he has. He only has one.
Yeah.
Only been to one.
Yeah, he's only been to one. So, but you just look at playing the position, not many better than Drew Brees, considering 5'11", 6 feet tall. Right? And he plays the game from the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a scramble guy. That's not what he does. He plays the game from the pocket at 6 feet, deserves all the credit in the world. But, man, Carson Wentz gives you wow factor. He gives you wow plays. The spin move against Chicago where he didn't even see the rusher coming from the back. He runs out of the back gate for a big first down. The play he made against Washington, how many plays did he make against Washington? Being bottled up on a key third down, coming out, getting the first down. The play he made to Nelson Aguilar, Ryan Kerrigan is hanging on him, and he throws him off and then throws a touchdown to Nelson Aguilar.
Sprint throw against the Broncos where he got to leave to jump up.
Yes, sir.
Hit Alshon.
Yes, sir. Yeah. What about the deep pass he hit Nelson Aguilar with in Seattle when he got defenders on his legs?
That might have been the most impressive play made all season.
And no, the one I love the most in that same game was he scrambled to the right and threw it to Nelson over the left side where he beat Byron Maxwell for a touchdown late in that game. Mm-hmm. I think it was the last touchdown the Eagles scored in that game.
I think it was.
So, like, these are the plays. It's not many quarterbacks that can make these plays.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I see, like, one or two maybe. Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson.
It's probably it.
Right? Maybe Andrew Luck. I got to see what he looks like this year.
We forgot about him.
Yeah.
Well, it's because he keeps getting hurt.
Yeah. But for the most part, Carson Wentz is right there in that top five. You can shape him any way you want to, but he deserves it to be in that five.
I'm not surprised in the top 10 of the whole league.
Yeah.
I just thought 3 was high. I will say this, though, on the spectacular plays, that doesn't necessarily mean you're great.
Right.
That's part of your equation. Because Michael Vick could make those plays. But Michael Vick was never with Peyton and Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm not trying to say Michael Vick and Carson are the same.
Oh, I know.
But there's
I know
a lot. It's part of the package. It's part of what makes Carson great.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, Breeze's consistency.
I gave you the wow factor.
The wow factor.
See, the difference is one can do both, and the others can only do one.
Mm-hmm. Vick.
And Breeze.
Oh, Brees, Brees. Brees can only do
and
one.
Brady.
But he does it so well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's all he needs.
They're clocking their head. They know they're reading their receivers and they're getting rid of the ball.
Sometimes the play break down.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to make something happen.
Yeah, you
got to
make it happen.
That's what Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson,
Carson.
And Carson Wentz
luck
can do.
Luck before he got hurt. Ben, even though he doesn't look graceful, he did it. Fat guy running around throwing the ball. 888-729-949. Let's grab Mike in South Philly. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
All right.
Yo, I love the talk, man. Love the show. Always a fan, 94.1, man.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yo, one thing with this ranking, I hear a lot of talk today throughout the radio about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz, where they're ranking, and, you know, Nick not being there. But one thing I want to remind everyone is, you know, after Carson Wentz went down, man, he was there, man. He was in the tapes. He was in the next year, man. They worked together. You know, you don't have to be a player to be on the field to be one of the best.
Sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's part of I think it's part of what reason Nick was able to do what he did. He had that help from the coaching staff, and you could say Carson's an extension of that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, the motivation just from Carson alone, man, it was a beautiful thing, man. Thanks for everything you guys do. Later.
You got it, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, the relationship Carson had and helping him out, and we know that was a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The coaching he had, it was all part of it. I just think 3's high for Carson Wentz. It just feels like it's too high too fast.
Well, if you're just going by the players that are behind him, there's not a player other than Breeze's raw numbers of being more yards because he played in more games, the 70% completion percentage.
Right.
Now, if it wasn't Drew Brees, I would diminish that because I know who owns the record for completion percentages.
Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
But Breeze does that every year, so I give him extra credit.
My only point is that
Sam Bradford on the record.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Drew Breeze, I would diminish it, but I know what Drew Breeze is as a quarterback, and he's great. I just think last year, Drew Breeze, he had the help of those two running backs, and they were huge for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it changed everything for them.
He's thrown for 5,000 yards and won 8 games.
It happened for like 4 years in a row.
Yeah, you throw for a lot of yards when you're behind. So part of Carson's numbers is because they was beating the brakes off a lot of teams, and we started running the football.
Yeah, Nick was coming in those games.
Yeah. Yeah, how many games did Nick actually come in and finish off? About 3?
Yeah, the Denver game.
About 3 or 4 games, yeah.
So, you know, Breeze is in there fighting tooth and nail, and he's putting up yards, and he got to go through shootouts. Well, that's not what Carson did. Carson got the work done, put the numbers up early, pull him out of the game. So his numbers don't look like other people's. That's what I always say about Phillip Rivers. Some of those numbers are hollow numbers.
Oh, for years.
Yeah, you play from behind all the time. Yeah, you're
going to
throw
middle of his career. Yeah. They didn't win anything.
Right.
Good in the beginning. They're pretty good now. But yeah.
But anybody that talks about Phillip Rivers will tell you he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, compared his numbers to other guys, that's the truth. But yeah, the game's changed. And you're right on the numbers. The numbers. Matthew Stafford's going to have 75,000 yards.
One. Yes, that's another one. Matthew Stafford.
And
Breeze is not in that category.
No,
Breeze is their bona fide game great.
Yes.
Yeah. He's one of the game's greatest quarterbacks. So don't think I'm disrespecting Drew Breeze.
Oh, people hear what they want to hear sometimes. Yeah. You disrespected Breeze. I called Carson a system quarterback.
Drew Breeze is one of the game's greatest. That's for sure.
888-729-9494, #9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Greatest comedian of all time. We'll check on Twitter and the Ike Juice Hotline coming up on the three words to pitch LeBron James. And then we have the MVP odds, actually, for the 2018 NFL season. We'll tell you where Carson is and where Nick Foles is. Nick Foles is listed. You could bet on Nick Foles to win the MVP this season. 888-729-9494. This is Mark Cerie, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, drive in luxury during the summer of luxury sales event at Elite Acura. An experience the difference in a brand new Acura at an exceptional price can make. And that means incredible savings on the TLX, MDX, ILX, and guess what? They are rolling out the all-new 2019 RDX. With a special lease on remaining new 2018 Acura RDX models, you can lease for just $279 a month for 36 months. Plus, if you're in the market for a pre-owned or certified pre-owned vehicle, Elite Acura has you covered with nearly 300 to choose from. You don't need to pay for top dollar. You don't need to pay top dollar to experience luxury at Elite Acura during the Summer of Luxury sales event on Route 73 North in Maple Shade and online at EliteAcura.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.